This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. President Obama is expected to address the situation in Iraq, and that is now scheduled for 1:15, and we will join that when it happens. Again, it's scheduled for 1:15. Of course, it was also scheduled earlier for 12:30 and did not happen, so we will bring that to you when it happens. But first, work on the Cincinnati streetcar project is moving forward, which means construction is going to cause changing traffic patterns at various times and locations in downtown and over the Rhine. The city has developed several options, including websites and a social media presence for commuters to get the latest on construction zone and traffic delays. Joining us to provide an update on the project and give commuters an idea of what to expect during the summer months are project executive for the Cincinnati Streetcar, John Dietrich, and Ursula Miller, Construction Engagement Manager with the City of Cincinnati. You can join the conversation. Our number is 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, 513-419-7100. Thank you both for being here.
It's great being here.
John, let me start with you. You are the guru in charge of the streetcar project. So where do we stand construction-wise?
Construction-wise, fortunately, we are well within our schedule, actually, maybe even a little ahead with the construction in the field.
And what about, I know that every time you appear before a council committee, the two questions are you on time and how about the budget?
Well, we're within both, fortunately. It's been a great run. So far, we've got a great team, and we're both within schedule and budget.
Tell us, I believe it was a couple of weekends ago, you actually put just a little tiny bit of track into the Central Business District, but most of the track work has been in Over the Rhine so far. So how much of the track work in Over the Rhine is actually completed?
Probably two-thirds, but it's probably the easiest two-thirds. We've got some significant pieces coming up yet this year. We won't finish Over the Rhine until probably the end of October. There's quite a bit of work still up by Findlay Market, which has switches. They're called turnouts by some people. And that includes the turnouts that go into the maintenance and operating facility.
And that's to get the cars into and out of the maintenance facility.
But the big news is where we're working right now, 12th Street. We'll have another closure coming up. Walnut and 12th will be closed next week. For a week, just like we're doing now. We close it on Monday morning after rush, and we reopen it on Friday just before the evening rush hour. And then at the end of the month, on the 30th, we're going to close 12th and Race. Yes, streetcar has a diamond, and the diamond's actually where the two loops intersect.
And that's what I think you were talking about. That's going to be in the area of the School for the Creative and Performing Arts.
Correct. And that will be closed for about 6 weeks. It's a very complicated piece of construction. And it's been well coordinated with Luminosity, in case you're wondering.
Where does this all fit in? So that's talking about Over the Rhine. When can folks expect the heavy-duty work? I mean, there's utility work going on. But when can they expect the heavy-duty track work to start in the Central Business District?
Well, you're certainly right about the utility work. Walnut Street right now has three different sites on it, which are very busy. But the track work will actually start around August 11th, and we'll pick up where we left off on Walnut and Press South.
And is that going to be done similar to what was done in Over the Rhine? You're doing like two block segments at a time?
Correct. And there may be some preliminary work on a third block, but we try to keep it to two.
Ursula, I don't want to ignore you. Your job is to help folks like me who drive downtown manage all this. So how are you doing that? I think you have a website. Mm-hmm. You're also on social media. Tell us how folks can find out, you know, particularly if things change from day to day. No, I can't go this way, so I better detour and go this way.
So we launched a program called Roadmap Cincy. And it's a website and social media. And you can find it on the web by going to roadmapcincy.com. And you can follow it on Twitter at roadmapcincy and also on Facebook.
Are you getting a good idea of how many people are actually looking at that website or following on Twitter?
So we're pretty early on in it, Howard, yeah. And it's only been what we call a soft launch. We're going to be doing a really big push in the next couple of weeks to make it more broadly known, probably supplement it with some paid advertising as well. So this is a great opportunity. Thanks for letting us be on the show because it gives us a chance to talk about it. The following is growing. I've been tracking that, but the big push is yet to come.
And you're here with John to talk about the streetcar, but you're also managing the projects downtown are more than just the streetcar.
So the communications part of that. I'm not a construction manager, but the communications person to help communicate the impacts to the roadways for all the projects. There are about a dozen right now in the Central Business District over the Rhine and the banks. So that's a lot. It's a lot more than most of us are used to seeing at one time in Cincinnati. I know in the years I've been here, I've not seen this many at one time. So it's a good thing. It says a lot about the growth and the renaissance happening in downtown.
And I don't want you to go through all 12, but just summarize those. I mean, obviously the streetcar being one of those, but
correct.
You're also looking at buildings and utility work and
Yeah. I mean, some of the bigger building ones, of course, Dunhumby's North American headquarters is a biggie. Mapley Place is being converted from the mall to the parking garage. And exterior retail at the street level. AT 580, the 580 building, what it had been known as, is going from office to housing. Boutique hotels as well.
It seems like I said something to Michael Moore a few months ago, who's the head of engineering, the head of the Department of Transportation Engineering, and it seemed like every route that I wanted to try to go west had something on it. So we're talking 4th Street, 6th Street, 8th Street. It does seem like each way you go on some block, you're going to find, like I said, a flashing arrow sign or some of those traffic cones.
It's true. There are about 18 major streets in the Central Business District, not counting alleys, if you look east to west and south of Central Parkway and north of 3rd Street. And of those streets, only about 3 or 4 don't have some sort of construction going on, and that's just in the Central Business District.
The Dunhumby one, on Ray Street, does create some bottlenecks just about every day, really.
We don't have a real-time mapping system, but we're using Twitter a lot, and we try to get out news about what's happening on Dunhumby's site in particular with the concrete pours, because those are going to be continuing several times a week throughout most of the summer, and that can sometimes impede some of the flow. And so there's a police presence on 5th Street when the concrete's being poured from 5th. And other than that, we try to let folks know that it's happening throughout the day, so that they can prepare.
John, this is almost like school. You raised your hands.
I just thought it was important to point out that, yes, during the day, there definitely are restrictions. You can find streets with only one lane available, but during rush hour, we definitely try to get at least 2 lanes open everywhere except Main Street. Main Street is one place we can't do it because of the type of work that's going on.
And I don't want to give away, you're going to burst my balloon if this is not true, but it looks like, for the most part, so far, Liberty has been spared any sort of project. So
is that your route?
So yeah. Is Liberty going to remain sort of sort of free of projects?
I'll let you address that on the streetcar side of it.
Right now, it will be, but there are a couple residential properties that probably in the next year or so will start. There'll be some action, and we all look forward to it, though.
Is this something that, number of projects and, again, all the cones and the signs, is this something that's going to get worse before it gets better, especially when you start bringing the track construction into the Central Business District?
In many ways, the utility work is really more disruptive than the track work. The track work is predictable. We've already been there several times with preliminary work. so we know what's underground, which is usually the big problem with the utility work. So I actually think that things will be better once we get the track work going.
And Ursula, again, and we are expecting President Obama to begin speaking here anytime, so we may get cut off, but what's the best way to stay up to date? Is it the Twitter feed? What's the most up to date thing?
Yeah, the @RoadmapCincy Twitter is definitely the best way. You can view that. I like to tell folks that you don't have to be a Twitter user to get the same information. You can go right to the website, and it takes you right to the map. The website has a map, and the Twitter feed appears to the right of it in a column. So that's, I like to let folks know that, so they can follow @RoadmapCincy if they are a Twitter user, or they can view the feed on the website itself.
I saw something interesting on the streetcar update online about bicyclists and how they need to be careful when they're crossing these tracks. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing about that? Because, you know, people could get stuck in these things.
That's true. Especially road bikes have that problem because they have the narrow tires, and people tend to ride those faster too. So we particularly want to reach out to them. But the message is cross the tracks at right angle, or as much of a right angle as you can, or your wheel could get caught in the groove.
Yeah, so, if you go straight in.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because people tend to want to ride their bike down the center of the track slab because it's nice and smooth, but that has its problems.
But you're putting up some road signs.
We're putting up signs. We're going to have an educational program. There'll be videos on our website.
Again, we are talking about the Cincinnati Streetcar Project and the delays and traffic roadmap Cincy that is out there, so you can find additional information about that. We're also waiting on President Obama to address the situation in Iraq, and when that happens, we will be bringing that to you. We just understood that they just gave a 2-minute warning on the president, so hopefully that will be coming up here again in a couple of minutes, and we'll bring that to you. 513-419-7100 if you have a comment or question. Ursula, as this continues, is this something that you're refining that, you know, okay, this didn't work right in this situation, so, well, we're going to do better and fix it the next time?
I am so glad you brought that up. Very much we want input on this because this is meant to be a public service tool to help folks. And the website itself is pretty simplistic right now. We are looking to enhance it a little bit as budget allows. We are working on an interactive map solution. Right now it's just a static map. The interactive component would allow folks to touch or mouse over an icon that would give a little bit of additional information. And I think I've seen that done quite a bit with a lot of Google type maps.
Just real quickly here, and again, we may get cut off at any moment, but Mayor Cranley had said something about putting up signs that say, okay, this work is going on, but it will be done by a certain date. Where are you in that process?
Another good question. We just finalized the design this week, and those should be turned around pretty quickly.
And again, those signs will say if they're posted, if something's closed or a lane is taken out of service, it'll say, but it will be done by this date, or almost predicted when it would be completed.
Correct.
To be out of the way.
It's going to name the contractor, and then underneath that, it's going to have a line that says duration, which will have the dates. And then underneath that, it gives you a phone number to call if you have an issue to the contractor directly. And then under that, it'll have the Roadmap Cincy reminder with the @RoadmapCincy Twitter.
And John, real quickly, you know, we talk about some of these things. You've shut down intersections and done this work over a weekend. Is there any concern that speeding up the process in any way takes away from the finished product? Is it still as safe as if they use the regular amount of time to do some of this work?
It's still actually the same number of hours. It's just redeployed in a different way. Usually don't want to work 12-hour shifts and that kind of thing that you need to do in order to do this or work at the middle of the night. You rather work during the day, but sometimes it's necessary.
When does the marketing of the streetcar begin?
Well,
basically selling the streetcar to the public. Clearly, it has been a controversial subject in this city. So whose job is it to sell it to people?
Well, we're always glad to be talked about or talked with, but SORTA, or Metro, is actually going to handle all that. They're going through their process of selecting who will be, they call it the imaging contractor, who will put all that together. So SORTA is going to be the one that beats the drum to get people on the streetcar because they will operate it.
I know Councilmember Kevin Flynn has talked a lot about people buying these fare cards. And basically you would buy a card for, I guess, like a monthly pass to ride the streetcar. And I think his idea was that people could start buying these even well in advance of when the streetcar begins operating, which right now I think is September 2016, tentatively. So how's that process coming?
That'll all be part of this marketing, imaging, branding kind of thing that SORTA is going to manage.
And when are you going to kick that off?
Well, they're going through the selection of the consultant right now. Yeah. They had quite a few people apply to get that job. So we'll just have to wait. You know, they're going through the selection process right now.
Now, is Metro also the one that will decide, I guess, in consultation with the city, what the actual fare structure will be? I mean, there's been numbers tossed about, but as far as I know, there has been no final, it's going to cost this much to ride the streetcar.
All right. There are definitely numbers out there. The latest are the same numbers we put out there in December when we were going through the debate on the project. And so it's still tentatively pegged at $1.75, which is the bus fare for 2 hours. But again, that will all be fine-tuned and so forth with the city SORTA operating agreement, which will be in place sometime next year.
John thinks back to his time with Upper Washington Way.
What about the actual streetcars themselves? I mean, they're being built, I believe, by a Spanish firm, but parts are being formulated or made in Spain and then shipped to the United States to be put together. So where does the process of putting together that first streetcar, and when does the first streetcar actually arrive in the city?
Parts should start to be shipped to Elmira, New York in about a week. That's where it's going to be built. That's where the CAF manufacturing facility is. It's also where all our fire hydrants are made. I noticed that yesterday.
That was good trivia.
But at any rate, so the first one will show up in September, October next year. But they build certain components in Spain, but 60% of the assembly and so forth, the content, is good old U.S. American stuff.
And once these start arriving, when the first car arrives, I think there's going to be 5 total?
Correct.
And there will be, one a month?
One a month starting September, October. But we'll get all the cars by the end of the year.
By the end of this
The
end of 15.
Right.
And then, and by that point, the maintenance and operation building will be substantially complete, so the cars can actually go in the building?
Well, we actually think that we're going to have the building, quote, dried in a little over a month. So the building's going along quite speedily, and, brick is going up on it right now. It's pretty exciting. I definitely advise people to go take a look at it. There's a lot going on.
Once this, it's not when we say the streetcar is going to arrive. Obviously, that would probably be a pretty powerful selling tool for the project that, okay, hey, we've seen, I think a few years ago there was one came in on a semi, but there's actually going to be a real Cincinnati streetcar. And I would assume that that's something that you're going to play heavily on to market the fact that this project is happening.
Yes, sir, definitely. And the Over the Rhine loop is contractually supposed to be done in April of next year. So that means then shortly after that, this first streetcar will arrive. And probably a week after they arrive, they'll be beginning to run around the circuit in the middle of the night checking things out. So.
Now, when this first streetcar arrives, again, I would think that would be, once you're, when you're testing it, that may be a selling point too. Is it legal, though, for you to offer people the chance to try it out if it's not officially operating yet?
No. Unfortunately.
So they can look but not run.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, there's, until the public, until we can let the public on the streetcar, we've got to go through what's called a safety and security checklist. It's fairly lengthy. And that's why we won't operate the Over the Rhine loop independently before the Central Business District loop is done. You know, we'll wait till the whole thing's done. So we only go through that checklist once. It's also expensive to go through the checklist. So that's just where that's at.
And when do you actually begin hiring operators?
The operators will be hired is when sort of gets the contract in place in order to operate the streetcar. There'll be an RFP that'll go out that will ask for proposals to operate the streetcar. And once that's in place, then that contractor will hire people. But we're already talking with Jobs and Family Services and other agencies about training and also job fairs and that sort of thing. So depending on how all that goes, there could be you know, people hired, I would guess, by the middle of next year.
How many people do you think are going to be hired for operating this system?
Well, if you look at our current operating plan, there's 23.6 FTEs. I don't know exactly what that means, but yeah. It means it's somewhere between.
Can you find 6/10 of a person?
Right. Yeah. Somewhere around 25 people will probably be hired, mm-hmm. because there'll probably be some part-timers, could be 30. Some people doing part-time work on it, but it will be a very sought-after job, I would think.
And I would assume that each car has to be tested on the tracks, correct?
Correct.
So you're testing, I mean, I guess the first one you sort of test the tracks, but then after that, then you're testing each of the cars on the tracks.
There's a very lengthy testing and commissioning process for each one of the streetcars when it arrives. And part of it happens at the maintenance and operating facility before it even, you know, hits the road. Then once it's out there, you know, we have to do things like making sure it doesn't hit the platform, you know, because, you know, there's just a number of pieces that need to be in place to make sure that we can safely operate it on the street.
When this thing is actually operating, it will basically flow with traffic, so it's not going to be able to go any faster than traffic on the downtown street. So if I mean, will depend on the time of day, but let's say that I get on at the southernmost point and ride all the way around back to that point, how long is it going to take me?
Well, there's two answers to that question. It's a good question. It actually, they think, takes somewhere around 13 to 14 minutes to get from the south end to the north end, to get from Toby Keith up to Rheingeist. And but the streetcar will actually sit there for a few minutes, a dwell time there, and turn around and go back. So the actual run trip will be about an hour. They just want to allow, at this time, they're tentatively talking about the schedule, but that will allow enough time if it gets stuck in traffic for it to get caught, you know, get its schedule caught back up.
Now, does this require anything special? Let's say there's an accident, and once this is operating, and there's a car accident in the middle of one of the intersections that the streetcar has to go through, will there be provisions to move that wreck more quickly, or is the streetcar going to be stuck in the same traffic just like everybody else that's trying to get through that particular intersection?
That's the sort of question where it's another great question. That's the sort of thing we're dealing with right now in the maintenance and operating agreement with the city, between city and SORTA, and then what will the city do, what will the independent contractor do, or will that work be contracted out to an actual wrecker company who will come in and with a certain standard of service, they have to show up within 3 minutes and you know, move the wreck away or whatever.
Ursula, before we go here, I'm going to give you the final word. I don't want you to feel like we've ignored you, but we
get
some streetcar questions in. Once again, highlight what folks can expect. I mean, you talk about some closings next week. Again, what people can expect in the next week and how they can find out if they need to alter their commuting route.
Well, like I said, at Roadmap Cincy, the map on the website also lists, underneath of it, lists some detours if they're a large enough detour. And next week, we have we just put out a release on the 12th and Walnut closure, the intersection there. And do you want me to talk about the detour?
Yeah.
Is that interesting to folks to know? It's south on Walnut and detouring west on 13th. And south on Raced, and then east on Central Parkway.
And then, John, you mentioned the 12th and Race. That will start on June the 30th and go for 6 weeks.
Correct.
We have been talking about the Cincinnati Streetcar Project and other downtown projects that are causing traffic delays and closures and how commuters can navigate around all of that. Our guests were Project Executive for the Cincinnati Streetcar, John Dietrich, and Ursula Miller, Construction Engagement Manager with the City of Cincinnati. Coming up next, we'll be talking with Karen Kassler about legislative and political news in the state of Ohio. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.